Hi, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. And we've got an awful lot of material for you this week. We're going to start out with the Hopscotch Music Festival, and recently called America's secretly best festival and the premier experimental and underground festival in America. It's celebrating its fifth anniversary, September 4th through the 6th, featuring more than 140 bands over 3 days in downtown Raleigh. Hopscotch is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. From a large outdoor main stage in Raleigh City Plaza to intimate club shows, the festival offers music in almost every genre imaginable: rock, hip-hop, metal, folk, electronic, experimental, and more. And its scheduled highlights this diversity each year. From its inception in 2010, Hopscotch has been a signature event for the creative community of Raleigh. Approximately 40% of the festival's performers hail from in-state. Complete information, including ticket prices and schedules, can be found at hopscotchmusicfest.com. Up next, Farm Aid is coming to Raleigh. Since 1985, Farm Aid has had concerts in 18 states, from sea to shining sea. This year, North Carolina makes state number 19. Farm Aid's 2014 concert will be September 13th at Raleigh's Walnut Creek Amphitheater. All four members of Farm Aid's board will perform: founder Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, and Dave Matthews, along with Jack White, Jamie Johnson, Preservation Hall Jazz Band, Durham Country Band Delta Ray, and a host of others. Cost? Tickets range from $49 to $174. They go on sale August 1st at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com, Walnut Creek's box office, and Ticketmaster outlets. Details, 800-745-3000 or farmaid.org. And, of course, a reminder about the upcoming Wide Open Bluegrass Festival, which is October 3rd and 4th in Raleigh. Wide Open Bluegrass is the urban bluegrass music festival that closes out the IBMA's World Bluegrass Week in downtown Raleigh. Jointly produced by the IBMA and Raleigh's local organizing committee, the festival features the best in traditional and acoustic music on three stages. For those thinking about attending, keep in mind last year's Wide Open Bluegrass sold out. For more information about ticket prices and a complete schedule of events, including the free street festival, go to wideopenbluegrass.com. At that event, world-renowned trio The Kruger Brothers will debut a new concerto, Lucid Dreamer, during the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival this fall. The new piece, commissioned by the Contras Quartet through Chamber Music America, will be performed by The Kruger Brothers with the Contras Quartet on Saturday, October 4th at 1:20 in the afternoon at the Raleigh Convention Center. Switching venues to the PNC Arena. Coming up Friday, September 12th, multi-talented platinum-seller recording artist Demi Lovato brings her all-new world tour to Raleigh's PNC Arena. Tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. That is Friday, September 12th for Demi Lovato at PNC Arena. It's followed up by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers at PNC on Thursday, September 18th. Special guest Steve Winwood. Now, with this one, every 2014 tour ticket will include Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers album Hypnotic Eye. Once again, tickets can be purchased at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Ticket prices range from $32 to $127. On November 9th, America's favorite comic ventriloquist and the star of Comedy Central's highest-rated specials, Jeff Dunham and his beloved cast of characters bring their Disorderly Conduct tour to Raleigh. Dunham is best known for his famed troupe of sidekicks who on tour with him, Walter the Grumpy Retiree, Ahmed the Dead Terrorist, the beer-fueled redneck Bubba J., the manic purple creature, Peanut, the spicy pepper from south of the border, Jose Jalapeno, and Peanut's own ventriloquist dummy, Little Jeff, a mini version of the ringmaster himself. Dunham handcrafts each character personally and brings them to life on stage. Again, that is November 9th at PNC Arena, Jeff Dunham. And then coming up December 10th through the 14th, enter a fantastical winter wonderland beyond all imagination at Disney on Ice presents Frozen. The heartwarming Academy Award-winning tale you love is now live and skating into your town. You'll be magically whisked away into the wintry world of Arendelle, where you will be dazzled by amazing special effects and astonishing skating. Sing and dance along to inspiring songs, including Let It Go. Join royal sisters Elsa and Anna, the hilarious snowman Olaf, Kristoff, and his loyal reindeer Sven, the mystical trolls, as the journey to discover that true love is ultimately the most magical power of all. And tickets are apparently going quite fast because the demand is high. They've even added a performance. Once again, this is Disney on Ice's Frozen, December 10th through the 14th. Tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Prices start at $20. And finally, at the PNC Arena, at the end of the year, December 31st, Concord native, North Carolina natives, the Abbott Brothers, will be spending their New Year's Eve 2014 with thousands of friends and fans at PNC Arena. Banjoist Scott Avett and guitarist Seth Avett formed the Abbott Brothers with stand-up bass player Bob Crawford. Growing up in Concord, the boys immersed themselves in their musician's dad's record collection, falling in love with Bob Dylan, Neil Young, and Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Since then, they've become genre stalwarts over the course of 7 albums. Tickets and travel packages are also available for this performance. Tickets, again, can be purchased at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Moving to the Durham Performing Arts Center, the Keisha Cole, the Point of No Return tour that had been scheduled for August 8th has been canceled. Coming up August 9th, an evening with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. You can get tickets at 919-680-2787, Ticketmaster, or the DPAC Ticket Center. Coming up August 10th, Kenny Babyface Edmonds with Eric Benet. If you were to closely examine the annals of modern pop music history, few creative forces have been more seminal or impacted the contemporary pop urban genres as much as Kenny Babyface Edmonds. And once again, that's August 10th. Tickets at 919-680-2787, Ticketmaster, or the DPAC Ticket Center. Other upcoming performances at DPAC, August 20th, Tori Amos with her Unrepentant Geraldines tour. August 22nd, Kumar Sanu and Alka Yagnik live in concert. August 24th, Need to Breathe with special guest the Oh Hellos. August 27th, Lyle Lovett and his large band. August 30th, Kirk Franklin with special guest Erica Campbell. September 16th through the 21st, Deepak, Dirty Dancing. September 26th, The Temptations and the Four Tops. September 28th, Nick Swardson, Taste It Tour. October 4th, The Best of Jethro Tull, performed by Ian Anderson. October 8th through the 19th, The Phantom of the Opera. October 25th, Bill Cosby. October 29th, Susan Boyle. November 6th, Jason Isbell with special guest Sturgill Simpson. November 8th, it's comedian Joan Rivers. November 13th, Straight No Chaser with their Happy Hour tour. Coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts on August 13th through the 24th, Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night Series presents Crimes of the Heart at Kennedy Theater. At the core of this tragic comedy, which won the Pulitzer Prize, is a trio of sisters from Mississippi who reunite after the youngest sister shoots her abusive husband. This is for mature audiences. Due to adult subject matter and language, ticket prices range from $25 to $27. More information at 919-996-8700. Other upcoming events at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, September 11th through the 28th, Firebird, New Weiss, and New Raphael with the Carolina Ballet, at Fletcher Opera Theater. September 19th and 20th, Ramford Marcellus and Grant Llewellyn, the North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at Maymandy Concert Hall. September 26th and 27th, West Side Story, the North Carolina Symphony Pop Series at Maymandy Concert Hall. September 30th at Memorial Auditorium, Rhonda Vincent and Gene Watson together again. This is a Broadway Series South performance. October 3rd through the 5th, Yevgeny Sudbin plays Rachmaninoff, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at Maymandy Concert Hall. Tickets prices range from $50 to $55. October 9th through the 26th, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater presents Dracula and Mask. When this spine-chilling program premiered in 2010, it was an instant favorite. Now, Bram Stoker's Dracula and Edgar Allan Poe's The Mask of the Red Death return to Carolina Ballet, brought to life through the choreography of Lynn Taylor Corbett and Robert Weiss. October 14th through the 19th, A Chorus Line, presented by North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium. And presale starts August 5th at 8 a.m., and all single tickets will go on sale August 7th at 10 a.m. Prices range from $26.69 to $90.74. October 17th at the Oscars, North Carolina Symphony Friday Favorites. That's at Maymandy Concert Hall. Tickets available August 4th. October 24th and 25th, Tchaikovsky's First Piano Concerto, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at Maymandy Concert Hall. Again, tickets available August 4th. And November 1st, Phantoms of the Orchestra, North Carolina's Young People's Concert Series, Maymandy Concert Hall. And tickets available August 4th at 10 a.m. Again, the phone number to call, 919-996-8700. Dates coming up at Red Hat Amphitheater, August 5th, Gavin DeGraw and Matt Nathanson. August 8th, Slightly Stupid with Stephen Marley and G Love and Special Sauce. August 11th, it's David Gray. August 16th was supposed to be Sarah Brightman. That show has been canceled. August 20th, it's Old Crow Medicine Show with Shovels and Rope. August 22nd, it's Boston. August 24th, Fresh Beat Band. September 19th, Life in Color. September 18th, Lord. And October 9th, Earth, Wind, and Fire. The schedule at Walnut Creek, August 8th, Keith Urban, Jared Neiman, and Brett Eldridge. August 13th, One Republic and The Script. August 21st, Miranda Lambert and Thomas Rhett. August 23rd, Chicago and REO Speedwagon. September 6th, Jason L. Dean, Florida Georgia Line, and Tyler Farr. September 7th, it's 95X Big Shindig, Fitz and the Tantrums and Fuel. Of course, as we mentioned earlier, September 13th, Farm Aid is at Walnut Creek. Again, September 13th. September 17th, Kings of Leon, Young, the Giant, and Congos. And finally, on October 9th, it is the Zach Brown Band. Moving to the Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary, the contact number there is 919-462-2025. August 3rd, Outback Concerts presents Jennifer Nettles, her That Girl Tour 2014, with special guest Brandy Clark. October 14th, Outback Concerts presents Nickel Creek with Josh Ritter. The Grammy Award-winning multi-platinum selling trio Nickel Creek, Chris Thiel, Sarah Watkins, and Sean Watkins officially reunites for the first time since its 2007 self-described indefinite hiatus with a new album, A Dotted Line. As Nickel Creek's 25th anniversary approached, the band members decided they ought to mark it in some way, so they got together to write some music. Formed in 1989, when group members were 8 and 11 years old, Nickel Creek earned a loyal following playing the festival circuit for nearly a decade. The band's self-titled debut album was released in 2000 to commercial and critical acclaim. It sold nearly 1 million copies. Again, that's Nickel Creek at Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater on Thursday, August 14th. 2 days later, on August 16th, it's Josh Groban featuring the North Carolina Symphony. August 22nd, Third Day, and Stephen Curtis Chapman. And October 5th, Outback Concerts presents Darius Rucker. The Oak City 7 is a concert series located in City Plaza on Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh. Admission is free to the public, and the events take place from 5 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. every other Thursday through the Thursday before Labor Day. Oak City 7 does not utilize any taxpayer money and is 100% sponsor-driven. On August 7th, Pisces Rising at 6 p.m., Outside Soul at 6:45, Runaway Cab at 7:40, Jack the Radio at 8:35 p.m., and Collapsus at 9:30. Then on August 21st, Louder Still at 6 p.m., Rebecca Todd and the Odyssey at 6:45, Dragmatic at 7:40, I Was Totally Destroying It at 8:35, and the evening wraps up with the Posies at 9:30. Of course, picking in the plaza, Pinecone teams up with the producers of Raleigh's Oak City 7 concert series to bring you Picking in the Plaza, a free summer concert series held in City Plaza on Fayetteville Street in Raleigh. The series takes place every other Thursday, alternating Thursdays from the popular Oak City 7 free concert series. Coming up at Picking in the Plaza, August 14th, it's Constant Change with the Williamson Brothers. And August 28th, it's Acoustic Manor with the Hay Brothers. At Midtown Beach Music Series, taking place at North Hills, this concert series is slowly wrapping up in its seventh season. August 7th, Liquid Pleasure performs, and to wrap up the Midtown Beach Music Series, August 14th, The Embers. And, of course, at North Hills, they also play host to the Midtown Bluegrass Series with Sunday Ramble in the Park. The Midtown Bluegrass Series appeals to old and young alike, featuring the best of bluegrass with popular string band music. With its unique combination of gospel, country, and blues, that iconic High Lonesome Sound has deep-rooted ties to the Appalachian region of the Tar Heel State. Concert guests are invited to relax on the grassy lawn of Midtown Park and enjoy family and friends on Sunday afternoon. There's an open jam session prior to the concerts from 4 to 5. The concerts are from 5 to 7. August 17th, it's Aaron McDermott. September 21st, Front Country. And on October 19th, the Barefoot Movement. Duke performances on August 9th. It's Pat Metheny Unit Group at Carolina Theater of Durham at 8 p.m. September 5th, the Campbell Brothers play John Coltrane's A Love Supreme at Hayti Heritage Center at 6 p.m. More information at dukeperformances.duke.edu. More information can be found at 919-660-3356. Ticket prices age 30 and under $15, and Duke students, it's $10. The North Carolina Museum of Art Summer Concert Series, coming up on August 9th, it's the Carolina Chocolate Drops. It's $45 for reserve seat, members $40, $29 general admission, and for members it's $24. Youth 7 to 18, general admission only, $14.50. Children 6 and under are free, general admission only. Last time the Carolina Chocolate Drops were scheduled to play the North Carolina Museum of Art, Hurricane Irene rudely preempted their appearance. The group is welcomed back with new additions to the lineup and more dazzling accomplishments to their credit. Also at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Saturday, September 27th, The Head and the Heart, co-presented with Cat's Cradle. Not long ago, these rising stars of indie folk rock were on Seattle street corners strumming their acoustic guitars, stomping their feet, and singing in harmony to attract the attention of passersby. The Head and the Heart's unbridled energy informed their original material, which was honed in local clubs and captured on their 2011 debut album for the Sub Pop label. Critical acclaim for their new album, Let's Be Still, points to an enduring career ahead, from the lush chamber pop of Homecoming Heroes to the groovy Summertime and the roots-rocking Shake. The album is the work of a more well-rounded ensemble, says Rolling Stone. And the group's prediction for heartfelt Abbott Brothers meets Fleet Foxes roots rock is apparent right out of the gate, says All Music Guide. Again, that's The Head and the Heart, Saturday, September 27th at the North Carolina Museum of Art. Reserve seats are $30, $25 for members. General admission is $24, $19 for members. Youth 7 to 18, general admission, $12. Children 6 and under are free, general admission only. All right, upcoming outdoor concerts. Cary, the final free concert of the Sertoma series is August 8th at 6, takes place in Bond Park on High House Road at the Sertoma Amphitheater. Call 919-469-4069 for more information. Chapel Hill, Carolina Inns Fridays on the Front Porch continues every Friday through October 3rd. Food, beer, and wine will be offered. It's from 5 to 8. The free Southern Village Sunday Night Outdoor Music Series continues through October 13th on the Village Green. Music starts at 6. Clayton, only two more dates for the Clayton Town Square Concert Series. The last dates are August 21st and September 18th. The concerts are free from 7 to 9 in Clayton Town Square on West Main Street. Also wrapping up the season in Clayton, concerts at the Crossroads from 6 to 9. The last two dates of the season are August 14th and September 4th. Beer and wine are available for purchase. The venue is at the corner of NC Highway 42 East and Buffalo Road. Durham, the center stage at American Tobacco Concert, continues with events August 14th, August 28th, and September 4th. Picnics and coolers are welcome, no glass. Also in Durham, the Streets of South Point's Music on Main. Free concerts are held every Saturday through October 4th from 6 to 9 at Cinema Circle across from South Point Cinemas. In Hillsboro, a different band performs free on the Weaver Street Market Lawn every last Friday of the month through September 26, 6:30 to 8:30. In Holly Springs, enjoy summer at the Springs with free outdoor concerts the second and fourth Fridays through the end of August from 7 to 9 p.m. The concerts are held at the Holly Springs Cultural Center. Morrisville has the Live in the District music series. The free concerts are held every Thursday from 6 to 8:30 through October 10th at Park West Village. And in Saxapahaw, there's Saturdays in Saxapahaw on the hay wagon stage at River Mills Farmers Market. The concerts are held every Saturday through August from 6 to 8 p.m. The North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is a special public library that circulates books and magazines especially made for persons who cannot use regular printed material because of a visual or physical disability. The library is located in Raleigh, but mails materials throughout the state. It's a state agency operated by the State Library of North Carolina as part of the Department of Cultural Resources. For more information regarding the products and services, contact the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. It's located at 1841 Capitol Boulevard in Raleigh. Raleigh residents can call 919-733-4376. The toll-free number nationwide is 888-388-2460. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.